Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Welcome to the damn weekend, okay? If you're on the East Coast, it's Saturday morning. Every place else, damn it, I'm going to catch you up. I'm going to get you closer. I'm going to get everybody a little bit closer to Saturday. Saturday morning. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm here with you, everybody listening all over North America, and I appreciate you. I don't care what corner of the country you're in. I don't care what corner of North America you're in. You could be in Canada. Damn it, you could be in Mexico. I got friends in Europe who listen. Don't ask me why they're up, but they are. They got problems. Hi, Seb. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, you can hit me. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me on social media. I'm everywhere. That's at JR Sport Brief. We've talked about a lot tonight. We've gone through the gamut of some of the NFL games that'll take place over the next 3 days. We got Saturday NFL football. We've talked about Tua playing in the snow. Right before the break, we talked about the Bengals taking on Tom Brady and what a bounce back looks like. We've also talked about the Commanders and the New York Giants getting ready to play in an important matchup. A couple of weeks ago, they tied. They're going to play each other in Maryland on Sunday Night Football for all of America to see. And the winner is likely to go to the playoffs, and the loser is pretty much going to be axed the hell out. And so you got two teams that are flawed in many regards. That's why they're battling for a wild card spot. But it should be fun. It should be competitive. New York Giants offense is pretty much just chopped to hell right now. And Washington, they've been able to kind of, you know, tug the boat along with Heinicke as their starter. 5-1 in that tie since he took over for Carson Wentz with that busted up finger. And then there's a good chance that Chase Young, we will see him back in action coming back from that torn ACL last season. As we continue on with the show, I do definitely want to talk more football. We've had some impressive coaching runs by a lot of dudes. Your Kyle Shanahans of the world, your Nick Sirianni's, and even Dan Campbell. So I want to talk about some of the coaches. And then also, we learned earlier on Friday, Brittany Griner released a message on her social media thanking everyone who was anyway involved, any type of way involved in her release. She also let everybody know that she plans on playing basketball in the next WNBA season, which I think is absolutely awesome. We got a lot of callers on the line. If you want to talk to me, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and take your calls, get your opinions made, and let's keep things rolling. Let's not waste time. We got Ron calling from Modesto in California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's up, baby?
What's up?
Man, so, look, I love your show, bro. You got legit sports takes. You're intelligent. You're articulated. But, bro, your callers, honest to God, bro. Like that dude that called about the – come on, man. Commanders. Bro, this is a powerhouse that's sitting right here in the Bay Area. And we get to play these guys in a – I was going to say bums. But, look, I'll give respect to their D-line. They're a decent team. But, come on, dude. You want to step up to the big boys? This defense is not to be trifled with. And you know what? To be honest, Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, me, anyone can play quarterback on this team with these weapons and this defense. Right?
Okay. I can dig it, Ron.
Let's call it what it is.
I can dig it.
I'm going to call my shot, brother. The Niners will be hosting the NFC title game at Levi Stadium. And here's how it's going to play out. I'm pretty sure we're going to win out and be the number two seed because Minnesota's going to leak oil and drop down to three. So the Niners' path to the NFC title game will be either Washington or the New York Giants, or if the Seahawks manage to get in as like a sixth seed, whatever, right? We beat them at home. Then the next round, assuming Minnesota gets past the wild card game, we got them. And then after that, as a Niner fan, there isn't a team I hate more than the Cowboys. But I will be their biggest supporter when they go into Philadelphia and win. Okay. And the 49ers host the NFC title game. And if this idiot thinks that the Commanders have a chance against that 49er pass rush and all the weapons, come on, man. Come on, baby.
Hey, well, Ron, sometimes you gotta humor people by letting them talk, and that's
bro,
what I did.
I get it. But sometimes you gotta cut people off and save them from themselves from sounding stupid.
No, man. That's part of the fun, Ron. Thank you for calling from Modesto. I called my second guy an idiot, I think, last night, and I called another guy a jackass for being ignorant. So I mean, there's a happy medium here. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama. Go ahead, Dave.
JR, good evening, man.
To you as well.
Love to you and Shepherd both, man.
Thank you.
Hey, check this out. That guy who said Commanders is going to go to the Super Bowl, that fool's drunk on Listerine, man.
Oh, wow.
And that other guy who just said that the 49ers are going to do this, that, and the other thing, guess what? When they face Philadelphia, Philadelphia's going to bring the brass knuckles and the bats with them and beat the crap out the 49ers.
Is this a football game or a street fight?
Both.
Oh, okay. It's nice
to know. And then not only that, I'm just looking forward to the Cowboys getting decapitated when Philly goes in there, kicks the door in, takes the money, the household goods, and the title to the deed to the stadium and everything in between.
The household goods?
The household goods. They're going to kick in the door and take everything.
So, the blender? Like, is that a household good?
Yes, it is. And they're going to break that over Jerry Jones's head.
Okay. Are you always this violent, Dave?
Nah, I just have a little aggression every now and then when people talk this junk and everything like that.
Okay.
Wait.
You've never cracked a blender over anybody's head, right? Not you.
Nah, man. That's too much paperwork.
Okay. I just want to make sure I don't turn on the news one day and go, wait a minute, I know that guy. The laugh doesn't make me feel any more comfortable. Hey, Shep, are you feeling uncomfortable?
No.
All right, let's keep it moving. 855-212-4CBS.
Commanders are winning the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, sure they are.
Both agree on that.
Yeah, we do. Brandon is calling from Chicago. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm excellent, man. How are you? What's up?
Not too bad. You know, so I was watching the New York Knicks and the Bulls tonight.
Oh,
and,
no, terrible.
Yeah, terrible. And, you know, it's obvious what the Bulls need. You know, they need a facilitator. They need a point guard, somebody that's going to get everybody in the right positions. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Lonzo's knee is crap. Yeah, it's tough right now.
I mean, like, do you even know the status of Lonzo? Like,
how would I know? I don't think he knows the status of his knee. No, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play this year.
Wow. So I mean, if he doesn't come back, I mean, can we get Derrick Rose then?
What do you think? The New York Knicks are going to just swing him back to Chicago for nostalgia reasons? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, Possibly. I mean, they don't need him. He just came in the game tonight just to, you know, be on the floor.
Yes, I did see that at the end of tonight. So for anyone who is interested in knowing, the New York Knicks took on the Chicago Bulls tonight in Chicago. The New York Knicks won the game 114-91. It was a blowout. The Knicks have improved their record to 16-13. Chicago falls to 11-17. New York Knicks are trying to get away from just quote-unquote being mediocre. They're on a little bit of a run right now. They've been able to go out there and play some great defense over their last several games. But as it relates to Derrick Rose, as Coach Tibbs for the New York Knicks has started to play more of the younger players, someone like Derrick Rose has been kind of pushed to the background. So he haven't had injuries because he hasn't played. And so tonight he played in garbage time. He came off the bench, hit a big three, got a standing ovation when he checked into the game. And that was Coach Tibbs, who, let's remember, he coached Derrick in Chicago, giving him respect as he played in front of his hometown guys and got that ovation. So here's where it falls. The New York Knicks are mediocre. I don't care what type of defense they're playing. They don't have a star. Julius Randle is not it. Tonight he had 19. R.J. Barrett had 27. If the Knicks ever want to do anything, they're going to have to flip Derrick Rose and some of the other guys out of the rotation for legitimate dudes. I mean, is it kind of lost that maybe Derrick Rose finishes his career in Chicago? No, it's a possibility. But I don't think the New York Knicks are just going to wake up and just throw him back over into Chicago because that's where he's from. I don't think that's happening. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of Chicago, Mike, he's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, how you doing, JR? Nice to talk to you. I just want to talk about a disappointing team, the disgruntled Packer fan.
Uh-oh.
In Chicago. I just think it's a failure on all counts, coaching staff, offense, and defense. It's just they look very unprepared. I think they're just – they're a total disappointment. They really and truly are. For a team that was supposed to be a solid NFC contender, they've really fallen off the shelf. And I don't know if they can get any better next year. They're strapped under the cap. They have some free agents where they have to sign, which are key players. So the division looks like it's getting a little stronger around them. Rodgers probably has one more year or so. You tell me what I have to be positive about. I think you know a little bit more about.
I don't. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mike. I don't. With the Green Bay Packers right now, it's just a matter of putting your hands on your hips and just watching a train wreck. Like, after every loss, it's what is Aaron Rodgers going to say? How miserable is he going to look on the sidelines? See, here's a difference. Tom Brady is absolutely losing his mind during every game, after every game. He's ticked off. He's screaming. He's yelling at his teammates. He's yelling into the air. He's yelling to God. Aaron Rodgers is sitting back having that ayahuasca. Well, maybe not here in America, but, you know, he's going home and having tequila and doing whatever he does. It's just like watching a train wreck right now. It's the train has run right off the tracks, and I'm standing there with my hands on my hips, and I'm just like, all right, what next? How long is it going to take to clean this up? And it was only a matter of time before this took place for the Packers. And how this ends for Aaron Rodgers is even more interesting to me than whatever or however Tom Brady decides to walk away. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Michigan and talk to Greg. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to ask you. I'm going to be as delicate as possible. And I don't want to get too political, but when it comes to Brittany Griner, do you think she has a greater appreciation for America and what we stand for? Knowing all the peccadilloes with the African-American community, do you think that she appreciates that, yes, we have our peccadilloes, we have our shortcomings, but there is still no greater country in the world. I don't want to get too political. Yeah, I want to know your thoughts, my friend.
Well, I think she has an appreciation for freedom. Okay. I don't think that she necessarily didn't have an appreciation, and I guess the fuller picture of what you're painting is her not standing for the national anthem. I don't think that necessarily leads towards not appreciating, you know, where you live. I wouldn't necessarily connect the two.
Okay. Yeah, it's just been a very contentious thing with her and Paul Weiland and why they chose whatever, all those political issues. And I just wanted to know your feelings on this because, you know, it's still a contentious issue in America. And
yeah,
and
it is.
I didn't want to get too sorry about that. And
no, there's nothing to apologize. You know, I think people get upset for ridiculous reasons a lot of times. I really do. People, and this is where we are and where we have been as a country. I think in a general sense, there used to be actual conversations surrounding matters that really have substance to it,
right.
Where you can disagree with someone over something of substance, where now people spend more time arguing over nonsense. Here's a major issue. As we have grown in the quote-unquote technological era, as people have access to more information, as people can go out and just have information at their fingertips, there's just garbage all over the place.
And
you're right. We have a lot of people who draw their opinions off of whether it be misinformed people,
right,
hate mongers, conspiracy theories, and people become disillusioned. And I've seen it with my own eyes. Just, you know, people feel so disconnected from everything that I break it even down into another area, Greg. I talk about sports for a living. I know, and I have an understanding that in my career and my job, I talk about sports. I am closer to it than a lot of my listeners, a lot of folks that are here. I understand that. I also know that when you think about matters, I know you mentioned politics and you were talking about Brittany Griner. There are a lot of people who feel so disconnected from what takes place in D.C. There are people who feel so disconnected about what takes place politically in their own neighborhoods. And so they only go by what they read or what they see or what they believe or what they feel is regurgitated. I'll tell you this, Greg. The best thing anybody could pick up in life is perspective. It's listening and understanding where other people are coming from, why they might view this a certain way. But the only way you get perspective is if you come out of your comfort zone and actually want to listen, actually want to learn. We have too many people. Yes?
Absolutely brilliant. And on a positive note, everyone go for your dreams. And you're right, it is about perspective. It's about being bigger than what you are, where you live and where you are. Try to understand and have empathy and sympathy for everybody and listen to them. Just don't hear them, but listen to them. God, I love you, brother. Have a great night and a weekend.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. And he took the rest of the words out of my mouth. You know, the thing is, just a lot of people just don't care. Like, it is what it is for them and where they live and how they view life and how they view things. And they may not care about how other people feel. And so, yeah, Brittany Griner is released. We know that. It's been about a week now. And she put out a statement on her social media. She thanked every single person who had anything to do with her release. And she said that she will be an advocate for the release of others who are wrongfully imprisoned internationally. And I think that is a beautiful thing. I think it's a noble thing. And it's not a necessary thing. Nobody's forcing her to do so. And so kudos to her. And then also, it will be damn good, damn cool to see her playing in a WNBA. She said that she's going to go back out there and pick up a basketball this coming season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more football. Yeah, we'll talk basketball. We'll talk Brittany Griner. LeBron James is trying to win a basketball game right now. We'll talk to you about it all here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You don't know what you're doing.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed it at JR Fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, for a Friday night, there are a bunch of things you could be getting a fix of. So getting a fix of me, I appreciate that. You got options here. Maybe you don't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins and the snow. We've talked about the Bengals getting ready to take on Brady and the Bucks. We've talked about the Giants and Washington. We just had a call about Brittany Griner. We had a caller say that Washington is going to win the Super Bowl, and I'm just like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? There's just a lot going on. I mean, how about this? You want to talk about the NFC? We know that the Niners are sitting there at the top. They're hot. The Eagles got one L. The Giants and Washington are just trying to fight to get in there. The Cowboys, people are waiting to see if and when and how they decide to choke. They had to get into a back and forth with the Texans in that last game. And then the Eagles, man, they're getting ready to take on the Bears. God knows what that looks like. Nobody has any idea. But for whatever reason, when you're the Cowboys and the Eagles and you're two teams in the NFC East, just going to talk trash against each other, right? Just going to talk trash. Micah Parsons was in the news this week. Just because he was on a podcast with Von Miller, on Von Miller's podcast. And then he pretty much said that Jalen Hurts is just, it's kind of him. Or excuse me, it's not just him, it's the team. And that he has the best offensive line, and he has the best this, and he has the best that. And it's like, how can you take away anything that Jalen Hurts has done this year from moving a football? I mean, I've heard, I believe, Chris Sims even take the position of, you know, Gardner Minshew would have success with this squad. To the same degree, I'm not so sure. The Eagles are gashing you offensively, and it's not because Gardner Minshew can or would be out there doing the same. I mean, Jalen Hurts has almost 700 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns on the ground. He has two dynamic wide receivers. What are we saying here? Give Jalen Hurts some credit where he's due. And so Michael Parsons, after sitting there with Von Miller and saying or maybe downplaying Jalen Hurts just a little bit, Michael Parsons, he spoke to the media and he decided to clarify his comments.
I mean, you got to stand on everything you say just as a man. But obviously, they small clipped it and just took one line of what was really talked about. But no pun intended or no disrespect to Hurts. I think he's doing great this year. But you know me, I'm a defensive guy, and you know I said their Eagles defense is just a team to watch. I mean they just got hell of a players over there that's been making plays all year. So from a defensive aspect, you know, I know how offensive guys just kind of get all the credit. So I just want to stick up for the defensive guys, because the conversation was most valuable player, is it just quarterback? And right. Sometimes I say, well, I know a couple defensive guys that deserve to be in that conversation, right, or even other positions, you know? So, I mean, even receivers, look at what Tyreek Hill's doing this year. So it's nothing towards no quarterbacks or anything like that. It's about most valuable player and what people bring to their team. That's all the conversation was about. So that's just where I stand on it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see the Eagles and the Cowboys take on each other next Saturday, not tomorrow. Next Saturday, the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve, the Eagles will be down in Dallas, and then Michael Parsons will be able to go out there and, you know, try to do his best and knock the living hell out of Jalen Hurts. And so knowing that the squad is coming to town and knowing that Eagles fans can be very vicious, he has heard about this on social media, Michael Parsons was asked his thoughts on Eagles fans and how they feel about him. He knows.
You getting any backlash from Philly?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they hate me.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little bit of hate. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Zaya calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Cinderella story, Brock Purdy, only rookies that can possibly win a Super Bowl. Never happened in NFL history. If you want to talk about Cinderella story, that'd be great right there. I feel like the team needs to just play around him. I mean, we're due for a humbling loss, so whenever it comes, let his mistakes get out the way. But I feel like they got a good chance to beat anyone, including Philly.
Yeah, I do as well. So I'm trying to understand. You're saying they're playing around him. Yeah, obviously he's not the driving force for the team. He's not the driving force for the offense. But he's done a terrific job so far with what he's been asked to do.
Yeah, Jimmy's made a glass. So I mean, I'm just happy that he's going to be gone next year, hopefully. And if Brock Purdy wins a playoff game, what does that mean for Trey Lance?
Well, we had a whole discussion about this last night. They're not dumping Trey Lance by the wayside. I mean, I think what may happen if Brock Purdy and the 49ers have success this postseason, however you want to define success, whether it's winning a playoff game or going to a conference championship or, dare I say, even going to the Super Bowl, I think they would still enter into next year with Purdy on the roster. He's still under contract. Lance on the roster. He's still under contract. And seeing who takes the reins for the team. That's it. Get through this first, or get through these last couple of games first. See what you can do in the postseason and worry about next year when it gets here. I mean, there's a lot of time. There's a lot of mini camps. There's a lot of training camps. There's a lot of preseason games to ultimately, you know, have that decision made. I think all things considered, the 49ers would love it if they had to make that decision, because it would mean that they had a lot of success here to conclude this season. And you worry about the draft picks and the capital you gave up to get Trey Lance. You worry about that later. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Kyle Shanahan had some positive words to say about Mr. Purdy. And the 49ers aren't the only team doing well, despite circumstances that would lead you to believe that they probably should suck. Okay, come on. Dan Campbell. The Lions are on a stretch and a roll right here. Dan Campbell was like, I thought we sucked so bad that they would give me the boot. So I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side, and then I want to talk about some amazing, amazing coaching jobs done so far this season. We got some guys who are done some amazing things. I want to call them miracle workers, but they've been pretty damn good. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sure you just heard from Greg Caserta. How about this? LeBron James and the Lakers, they win a basketball game. Good for them. They just beat the Denver Nuggets 126-108 in Los Angeles. Anthony Davis exits with a foot injury. And LeBron James, he drops 30 points, 13 of 20 from the field. And Russell Westbrook off of the bench, able to have a triple-double, 15 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds. Now let's see what the status is for Mr. Anthony Davis, who has, quite frankly, been playing out of his damn mind. Speaking of playing out of their minds, wow, there's been a little bit of a turnaround in Brooklyn. Maybe you're not paying attention, maybe you don't see it, but the Brooklyn Nets are now 18-12 tonight up in Toronto. Kyrie Irving hitting a big three to win the game at the buzzer against Toronto, 119-116. The Brooklyn Nets, they got a winning streak right now, five games. They're 18-12. I said that this is a squad that doesn't have any heart. I'd still be interested to see how Brooklyn can finish up the season. I still believe that they're going to have to make some roster adjustments. Kevin Durant, just ridiculous every night without being talked about because it's so easy. It's not, you expect it. 28 points by Durant tonight, 10 of 15 from the field. Kyrie Irving, 32 points, 5 assists. He was 13 of 22 from the field. And Ben Simmons, not talked about a lot as well outside of his injury. He contributed 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. So just a little bit of NBA action as we are obviously down here in the NFL stretch. We got a lot of people on the phone lines right now. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get everybody on. And then I want to talk about some of these coaches in the NFL who deserve a whole hell of a lot of credit for how their years have gone. I mean, we got Dan Campbell's and Nick Sirianni's and Kyle Shanahan has had to cycle through 3 quarterbacks at this point in time, and his team is the hottest in the league right now. 855-212-4CBS. Felix is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR?
What's going on with you?
Man, a long-time listener, first-time caller. But I had a call in, man. That gentleman that called in talking about the Commanders are going to win it all. And the caller's calling in talking about that was something stupid for him to say. And you did leave the man talk, and you did let him do his podcast, all that. But even you afterwards, you're like, But what gets me, if you make the playoffs, you have a chance to win the Super Bowl. The biggest teams I can tell you right now that won the Super Bowl that we didn't think would win the Super Bowl are the New York Giants. Both times, if I'm not mistaken, they both were wild card teams, both times, and they beat the New England Patriots. So for anybody to say or call that man stupid because he picked the Commanders to win it all, and he said it, he didn't really mean it. You know, he was just throwing it out there. That's how I felt it.
Well, but, I'm not.
I mean, come on.
I don't know if I'd go that far. And so there's a difference.
What you mean?
I'm sorry. What do I mean? What? I'm
what do you mean you don't go that far? What do you mean?
Well, you interrupted my train of thought. I would not go as far to put myself in his shoes as to whether or not he was being facetious. So I don't live in his brain. So I won't.
You thought he was being for real?
Have you spoken You said you've listened for a long time, right?
Yes, I've listened to your show for a long time. Yes.
Thank you. And so I talk to tons of people every night.
Okay.
If I had to think about whether or not someone was joking or not, I think I have a good idea. And if it's on the line or not, I'm not going to worry about it. We got a lot of homers that run around.
Right.
So that's
right.
So,
slow down,
Felix.
Okay, I'm excited.
Well, slow down. I want to allow you to speak. I think I have, and I want to respond to what you already said.
No problem.
Whether he was joking or not was irrelevant. I don't think he was. You think he is. It doesn't matter. I want to respond to what you said. We all know that anyone who goes into the playoffs has a chance. Do I think everyone has an equal chance based on their talent level, based on their experience? The answer is no. And if I want to go back and I want to look at the New York Giants, man, we have upsets. In everything in sports, not just the NFL, there's always upsets, especially when you're talking about one-game elimination games. In the NFL, this isn't a 7-game series. This is a 1-game elimination, and so it happens. And so I'm not going to look at the New York Giants, who, although they were underdogs, those squads, they had talent on the team. They had amazing defenders. They had amazing pass rushers. If I want to look at this New York Giants team, they're injured. They're falling off. If I want to look at the Commanders right now, if I need to look at what they would look like matching up against a team like the 49ers, I wouldn't favor them at any stretch along the way. And so, yeah, everybody has a chance, but every chance isn't equal.
Well, I agree with you, and everything you said is logical. I just don't like when callers call in and calling that caller stupid. I mean, that's kind of deep. It's not stupid. I mean, to say that something can happen, crazy.
You got a big heart, Felix. You got a big heart.
I do. I appreciate it, JR. You the man.
Well, thank you, Felix. I got no problem with any of my callers calling the other one stupid. I encourage it. Go for it. I try not to do it. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Vegas. Ironically, this man's name is Vinny. Vinny from Vegas, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Wow, nice to talk to you again. I talked to you about a month ago about the Raiders and the Golden Knights, how Las Vegas is a sports town. But wishing you all the best, you and your family, a wonderful holiday, healthy season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I just wanted to tell you, in the situation we're in right now, in life and everything else that's going on all around us, you bring a calmness. You bring a sense of respect, decency to the radio. You don't spit out vitriol and venom about different things that are going on. And, you know, when my wife and I were listening to you driving home, we listened to you every night, and you were saying about the game you set up the weekend about snow and about NFL and about what it brings and what it brings to the holiday season and what people do. That's like a flashback for so many people about what it's really about. Does that make sense? I mean, I just...
Okay, thank you.
It just hits home, and it's a feeling that you can't describe, and you brought it across the radio to us, and it was just absolutely amazing, and we appreciate that. I mean, there's so much going on, and we can debate sports and a lot of different things and, you know, what's going on, but we wanted to thank you, and it brings a sense of normalcy and calmness listening to you at night.
Oh, well, thank you. I try my best, Vinny, to be normal and calm, two things that I probably am not. So I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
No doubt. Call anytime and have a great holiday.
God bless you and your family.
You as well, Vinny. Thank you for calling from Vegas. Oh, that was nice of him. I should go on social media and try to find something someone said negative. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. I'm looking for you to talk me off the ledge here, man. I'm eating the cornbread. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid right now, and it's scaring me. I'm not used to a comprehensive team here in Michigan doing good things in Detroit Lions. Went to our first game last week. It was electric out in Ford Field against Minnesota. Took my kids. Believe it or not, my 7-year-old fell asleep in the seats at Ford Field. Wow, it was so loud. It was crazy, crazy, crazy atmosphere. I'm looking for you to talk me off the ledge to actually believe in this team, because I'm worried I am getting sucked back into the Honolulu Kool-Aid and we're going to just fall off. But I'm feeling something different here.
Well, let me ask you this. Based on how the season started versus where the Lions are right now, wouldn't you say that this season is a success and that the franchise is moving in a positive direction?
Yes, I would agree with you 1,000%.
So, wouldn't that be like the most that you could legitimately ask for from the Lions, despite however the season might end? Isn't that what you would want?
Yes, it is. But at this point now, like if you were listening to the local sports talk and everything else, like we're at this point, it's like playoff push or bust, and it's clouding my memory. It's clouding my judgment. You know what I mean? Like I'm super stoked that we're beyond three wins and a tie from last year and everything else. But at this point, I'm like, it's playoff or bust, you know?
Yeah.
It's getting crazy over here.
There's that possibility that exists. And thank you so much, John, for calling from Michigan. I'm going to respond to what you just said. Yeah, it's like the cherry on top. for a lot of people, it's validation if the Lions are to make it in to the playoffs. We know that the New York Giants and Washington, they're going to face off, and the loser is likely going to get bumped. And the only other team in the way are the Seattle Seahawks. And we know Seattle is currently floundering right now. That's it. I mean, are we expecting a turnaround from the Packers? Maybe, maybe not. We just had a caller, I think, from Alabama. He pretty much said, hey, everybody that gets in has a chance. Everybody that gets in has an opportunity. And, yeah, sure, we know that to be true. Anything that happens with the Lions, short of the Lions just becoming a complete disaster and getting blown out in their final four games, I'm going to consider what has taken place a success. Because how they started off with these heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching losses versus how they have finished winning, what, five out of their last six games? Man, they deserve all the credit in the world. And so I'm not going to stamp the Lions as, oh, this is a failure, or this is a success, or this is that, if they don't make the playoffs. The fact that they're moving in a positive direction, they have these offensive weapons, defensive, they have some nice pieces, but they have to start getting that together. That's a success. If you would have told me the Lions would be 6-7 at this point of the year, regardless of how they started it, regardless of how they are recently, I would say, well, damn, that's pretty good for the Lions. To be 500, that's good. And yeah, if they make the playoffs, everybody will be thrilled and happy. About what, guys? The Lions are going to go on a Super Bowl run too? Can we come to reality? First it was the Washington. It's the Lions. Everybody has a record of 0-0 in the playoffs. But I think we all know damn well, 0-0, everybody is not created equally. And come playoff time, a lot of those warts show. So whether or not the Lions get into the playoffs, I'm going to consider this year a success. They got four games not to screw it up and revert back to being the Lions. They could try their best not to do so. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Lions and Dan Campbell. I want to talk about some other coaches who have done an amazing job so far this season. And I'm going to get back to your calls. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.